Well, folks, Gia Davisha Arish, August Asai Shaw, Jerry Adams, August Maris Grah to Silicon, Govil Shibsha, Gomoy. So, just reflecting on a number of things. First of all, for those of us who have to speak publicly, it's not easy. And it can actually be a very daunting experience when you're faced with a hostile audience who are not interested in what you have to say, but simply want to shout you down. And Belfast councillor Cliona McVranwer faced this challenge at the weekend past and demonstrated enormous strength of character when confronted by a section of people at the pro-Palestinian march in Belfast. A section who chose to ignore what she had to say and tried to censor her, to drown her out with whistles and boos. Now, Cliona is not the first Sinn Féin councillor in Belfast to experience that kind of abusive behaviour. When our representatives first entered the council chamber, they were shouted down, whistles were blown, they were faced with physical assaults inside the chamber and assassination attempts outside the chamber. And those who disrupted the pro-Palestinian rally did a grave disservice to the Palestinian cause. They placed their own narrow anti-Sinn Féin agenda above the needs of the Palestinian people and the Palestinian struggle, above the needs of those people who are enduring genocide by the Israeli government. Everyone has the right to agree or disagree with any political party, or indeed with anyone. And people, of course, have the right to agree or disagree with the Sinn Féin leadership going to Washington. But they have no right to deny us the right to speak. Our focus was and is on raising the plight of the Palestinian people and seeking an end to the genocide, a permanent ceasefire, an end to the settlements, and the provision of aid. And these should be the objectives, freedom for Palestine. These should be the objectives of the Solidarity Campaign. And those objectives should unite all genuine activists. We can agree to disagree on tactics and on other approaches. But you know, some campaigns have splitters and opportunists, Amadons and Lechikos, who want to shout other people down. Michelle O'Neill raised our criticisms of the White House directly with President Biden when she met him. In New York and in Washington, she and Mary Lou McDonnell spoke out against the Israeli state slaughter of women and children in Gaza. In media interviews and in her speech in Georgetown University, Mary Lou warned that the USA have got it dangerously, badly wrong in regard to Palestine, and ceasefire now has to be the absolute priority for everyone concerned. She also told Sky News that Sinn Féin have a strong commitment to freedom for Palestine and self-determination, for an end to the occupation, and to talking to anyone, anywhere, to bring this about. And she's right. The White House is arming and funding the Israeli state and blocking efforts in the UN to secure a permanent ceasefire. It should stop funding and arming the assault on the people of Palestine. Sinn Féin is clear about that. We, who have had experience of negotiating and then the conflict in our own place, and who have unique access to the Washington political system, have a duty and a responsibility to use that access in the interest of the Palestinian people. Those who are against us doing that have a right to say so, and I would defend their right to do this. But they have no right to censor us and deny Cliona the right to speak. Sinn Féin has stood with the Palestinian people for decades. We have a close affinity and a solidarity with people struggling to end colonialism and occupation. So we will not be shouted down or intimidated or compromise on that solidarity. That was our commitment before our leadership travelled to the USA. That commitment was honoured last week. It was also honoured by Cliona Ní Bhreathnaire, who in the face of the disgraceful behaviour of a section of the crowd on Saturday, delivered her speech and expressed our solidarity with the Palestinian people. It's a commitment we will continue to honour in the time ahead. I didn't think that Easter is almost upon us. It was our oldest lad who remarked to me that Easter was early this year. Now, I was bemused at a 9 and a, well, he's almost 10. In fact, by the time you get to hear this podcast, he will be 10. But I didn't think a young lad would know this and describe it, particularly in these terms. And of course, he's probably thinking of Easter eggs. But for many people, Easter also marks an important date in their religious calendar. But for children, especially, and for many adults, it's all about Easter eggs. And these come in shapes of all sorts and sizes and prices. And despite the cost of living crisis confronting many families, chocolate eggs will be devoured in most homes this Eastertide. For Irish Republicans, Easter holds a special significance. It is synonymous with the 1916 Easter Rising and the heroism over a century ago of those who rose up against the British Empire and declared for a republic. It's also a time when we remember all those women and men over countless generations who give their lives in pursuit of Irish sovereignty and independence. In the course of my activism, I've travelled widely. I've visited many countries. Time and time again, I've been struck by the determination of nations to honour the patriots and freedom fighters who give meaning to their desire for freedom and self-determination. In Africa and Asia and Latin America and Vietnam, in the USA, there are countless memorials to those who fought in wars against imperialism. National ceremonies of remembrance are held. Buildings or lands and even prisons associated with struggles for freedom are preserved and protected and used as aids to teach young people the value of citizenship and the importance of freedom and democracy and rights and fairness. Across this island and beyond, there are many such monuments to Irish patriots. Next week, tens of thousands of people in towns, villages and cities, at country crossroads and at lonely hillside graveyards across the country will gather for commemorations. Most will wear an Easter lily. This is a symbol of our enduring commitment to the ideals of 1916 and the proclamation of the Republic. It's a remark of respect for all those from every generation who paid with their lives in the cause of Irish freedom. The first Easter lily badges were designed in 1925 by the Revolutionary Republican Women's Organisation, Cumann na mBan. They were handmade. They were sold, often at great personal risk, throughout the country. The dual purpose of the Easter lily was to raise money for the Republican Prisoners' Dependence Fund and to honour the sacrifices made by the women and men of 1916. From the 1930s, successive Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael governments attempted to suppress sales of the Easter lily. Selling Easter lilies without a permit was an offence. It was illegal in the north also. Over the decades, many Republicans have been harassed, arrested and jailed for selling Easter lilies. Fortunately, those days are now behind us. And Easter lily badges of all shapes and sizes, some in metal or cloth or paper, are now readily available. So wear an Easter lily with pride. And if you can, attend your local commemoration next week. Talking of Easter, on Easter Saturday, the draw for the Moore Street 1916 Robert Ballot print will take place. This print is one of a limited edition of 200 that was produced last September by the Moore Street Preservation Trust. Money raised is for the campaign to save Moore Street, the last meeting place of the leaders of the Rising who were in the GPO and who were evicted from it when the GPO was put on fire, and they met in Moore Street. And the scene depicted by Robert Ballard, one of our foremost painters and artists, is of the meeting in 16 Moore Street, attended by Padraig Pearce and Sean McDermott, Joseph Plunkett, Tom Clark, and James Connolly, who was wounded, along with volunteers Winifred Carney, Julia Greenan, and Nurse Elizabeth O'Farrell. And that meeting took the decision to surrender to the British forces. The sale of this print will raise much needed funding to increase awareness about Moore Street and to fund any future legal actions. You can buy a raffle for £9 sterling or £10 in Cumbrae Escal or €10 at MSPT shop, myshopify.com. So remember our history, stop the demolition of Moore Street, build the alternative historical quarter, and win, or at least have the possibility of winning, one of Robert Ballard's fine prints. So Sinn Féin, a really happy Easter to you all. And I mentioned the oldest lad's oldest lad, and it was his birthday yesterday, so La Breha Honaditsa. And here's a little poem I wrote during the pandemic, a little book called Poems for Hard Times. And this is called Child's Play. A little girl, a wee boy, brother and sister, wind in their hair, rain on their faces. Unbridled energy, unfettered exuberance, excitement released like an escaping captive, intoxicated by fresh air. Darting, jumping, leaping, yelling, running, falling, squealing, screaming, laughing, crying. Uplifted by nature and their own hyperness, at one with the elements and with themselves. Dancing in the nowness and the sheer and simple joy of being. Sinn Féin, enjoy your Easter eggs. Gunyani, Gia, Bonacht, Dave Shea, Gulyer, Slán agus Bonacht.